Welcome to Just a Minute. Yes, hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the Minute Waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome the four exciting personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We welcome back three regular players of the game, Paul Merton, Peter Jones and Clement Freud, and we welcome someone who's never played the game before, that is Arthur Smith. But would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Miriam Jones, who's going to keep the score and blow a whistle when 60 seconds are up. And as usual, I will ask our four panelists to speak, if they can, on the subject that I give them. And they will try and do that, as always, without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card. And this particular recording of our show is coming from the Pleasant Theatre on the fringe of the Edinburgh Festival. And we have an exciting, hungover festival audience. And we're going to begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, the subject, Old Riki. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
For the benefit of the linguistically disadvantaged, I should explain that it means smoky, smelly. Though it was a good deal smokier when I was here first. It's improved a great deal. And a lot of the nude statues on the tops of buildings, in particular I'm thinking of the Scotsman newspaper building.
It's got Clement Freud has challenged.
Two buildings.
There were two buildings there, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I know there are quite a few in Edinburgh. Clement, you have a correct challenge. You get a point for that. And there are 39 seconds left. Old Riki, starting now.
Old Riki was a Victorian underarm deodorant. No relation whatsoever to Auld Lang Syne, but nevertheless extremely useful in that old, spelled A-U-L-D, is the Scots equivalent of ancient in our English language, and Riki is smell, stink, something that emanates...
Arthur Smith has challenged.
I think there have been a number of smells and stinks in that, haven't there?
It was a bit smelly, wasn't it? I do agree with you, Arthur, yes. A point for that, and you have 13 seconds to tell us something about Old Riki, starting now.
Old Riki is, of course, the name for Edinburgh, the fabulous city, the Athens of the north, the Reykjavik of the south, as Tom Stoppard said, I believe. And very wittily so, and correctly so. It was so called during...
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of so.
Yeah.
There was
God,
three.
That's really hard.
No, there was three. There were three. He let the second one go, and he came in on the third.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
And Paul, you very cleverly got him with 1 second to go on Old Riki, starting now.
Old Riki.
Whoever is speaking when the whistle blows gains an extra point, and it was Paul Merton, so Paul has a lead at the end of the round. Clement Freud, will you take the next round? Mary, Queen of Scots, will you tell us something about that exceptional woman in this game, starting now?
Mary, Queen of Scots, was an exceptional woman, starting now. She lived to the age of 45, in the course of which time she married 3 times, the first time a king, the second her cousin, and her third marriage was the man who murdered the...
Arthur, challenge.
I feel a bit cruel there, because I wanted to know how that ended, really.
Rizzio.
Pardon?
That was the other one. So, Arthur, you have a correct challenge for hesitation, and there are 40 seconds to tell us something about Mary, Queen of Scots, starting now.
Mary, Queen of Scots, used to go out with Billy Bremner.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes. Is he...
Arthur, I was waiting for the laugh.
I know, Arthur. That's the awful thing about this game, you see. You see, I think I should be generous to Arthur. He didn't know that.
No, I want to play the game properly. I don't want to be patronised.
Nobody could patronise such an iconoclastic creature as you, really.
He's doing it again.
Peter, he says no, he wants to play.
He decided that...
That it was a correct challenge, you get a point for that. 33 seconds, Mary, Queen of Scots, starting now.
I don't know why she was called Mary, Queen of Scots, and not Mary, Queen of Scotland. It's like having our own queen called... Queen of the Brits, or something like that.
Right.
Since I haven't heard any other voice, I might as well go on.
You were challenged before you got there because you hesitated.
Who was that?
You got the man sitting next to you.
Oh, I see.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, God, I thought we had an arrangement.
So, Paul, a point to you, 24 seconds, tell us something about Mary, Queen of Scots, starting now.
She was notorious when she went out with Billy Bremner for winking at the rest of the defenders. There was Jackie Charlton, Norman Hunter spent a weekend with her, marvellously two-day-filled sex, oh, no.
Arthur, you have the subject back, and 13 seconds to tell us something about Mary, Queen of Scots, starting now.
She also used to go out with Les McEwen from the Bay City Rollers. Although, he said, continuing over the laugh this time and not letting it ride.
It's a tough game, Arthur. Peter, you challenge first.
Deviation. He was talking about getting the laugh.
Yeah, that's right. It's a better challenge than a hesitation. Right, sir, Peter, 2 seconds on Mary, Queen of Scots, starting now.
I'm trying to think of a way of getting Billy Bremner's name into it.
So, at the end of that round, Peter Jones is speaking as the whistle, won't gain that extra point. He's in second place behind Paul Merton, and our first-time player of the game, Arthur Smith, is in the lead alongside Paul. What are you writing, Paul?
It's a suicide note. What you've got to do is just sign it at the bottom of the page.
That's why I do the show, because I know where my friends are. There they are. Paul, your turn to begin. The big time is the subject. 60 seconds, starting now.
You know you've hit the big time when you find yourself in a radio show sitting next to Nicholas Parsons. This man is truly a giant amongst men. His pinnacle career...
Clement got in with 47 seconds on the big time, Clement, starting now.
100.
Peter Jones, a challenger. What's the matter, Clement? You're looking at me very strangely.
You usually say why one gets in.
I do usually, but I thought it was so obvious on this occasion.
Well, I wasn't sure.
All right, so, Clement, why did you challenge?
I can't remember.
And as you couldn't remember, and you couldn't obviously remember the subject, Peter did get in. So, Peter, you've got the big time, 45 seconds, starting now.
I'm trying to remember that big film star with whom someone had an affair, and she told him that at last he'd made the big time.
Clement, for a challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, Clement. 37 seconds to tell us something about the big time, starting now.
I think Peter Jones has truly made the big time. Never have I known anyone more carefully brilliant, more adept at...
Arthur?
Hesitation, no. Deviation...
And repetition of more.
And repetition. He did the whole lot there, I felt. Although, far be it from me, Clement.
Repetition of more. 28 seconds on the big time with you, Arthur, starting now.
The big time is what the Bay City Rollers reached in 1976, at the period when Les McEwen was going out with Mary, Queen of Scots. But... the big time, I've repeated it.
No, listen, I'm not going to charge on that because you don't know. You are allowed to repeat the subject on the card.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
As long as you don't do it as... So I won't charge any points on that, and you keep going on the big time. 16 seconds left, starting now.
The big time, 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 the big time. The big time, the big time.
All right.
Big time. Big time.
Clement Freud challenged you on the 17th big time.
Not that often.
No. And to be fair to Clement, who's going to get the challenge, I did say, as long as you don't do it ad nauseam.
Was I ad nauseam? I was.
You are not ad nauseam. Your shirt
I
is.
I am. You don't know how the,
you're in a fine position to talk about what people are wearing. Is there a tie shape at the back of that jacket that you've just cut out the tie and just stuck it on the front?
I think you should explain to our listeners, because the audience know what you're referring to.
Yes, Nicholas Parsons is wearing a combined deck chair shirt and tie. Do you charge people to sit on you for 50 pence an hour? A few people would be willing to do it for nothing, I can assure you.
Oh, Clement, 7 seconds on the big time, starting now.
My first experience of the big time was at a Liberal Party conference.
Paul Merton challenge.
Contradiction in terms, sure. Deviation.
I had led a very sheltered life before.
No, you hadn't. That's not what you told me.
Right, we give Paul Merton a bonus point because we enjoyed the challenge, because it was a lovely thought. The Liberal Party may have been the smaller party, but it was the big time for Clement Freud. Clement's got the subject, a point for being interrupted. 2 seconds, the big time, starting now.
Mr. Chairman, Lord Mayor.
At the end of that round, Clement Freud, not only speaking as a whistleman, getting an extra point, also gained points in the round. He's now equal in the lead with Paul Merton, but they're only 1 point ahead of Arthur Smith and Peter Jones in that order. And Arthur, your turn to begin.
Can I just say before I do this, what a great pleasure it is to do this show with you, Nicholas, the consummate professional. I know what the other contestants were saying about you behind your back before. I don't subscribe to that. I believe you are a wonderful broadcaster with great taste in clothes.
I can't give you a bonus point for sycophancy, I'm afraid. But I will give you 1 minute, and the subject of a sensation starting now.
I well remember in one of my West End comedies that was running when I appeared on stage wearing only a banana and a codpiece. Now, this was deemed a sensation, which is normally a word...
Peter Jones challenge.
It's not clear whether it was the banana or the codpiece.
Peter, we'll give you a bonus. We love the challenge, but I don't think it's within the rules of just a minute. So, Arthur, you keep the subject. You get also a point for being interrupted, and you have 47 seconds on a sensation starting now.
The feeling that flows from your body to the outside of your skin, running along the synapses of the part of one's self that is not...
Paul Merton, you challenge first.
Hesitation
indeed, yes. 37 seconds, a sensation with you, Paul, starting now.
In 1936, Nicholas Parsons wowed the West End crowd with his nude performance as Mary, Queen of Scots. They've seen nothing like it. The night when he spends a whole weekend with... I've done it again.
And Arthur got him first.
Well, it was...
Hesitation. He's
done
it again.
Yes, repetition and a bit of hesitation.
I think I've been hypnotised. Every time I mention Billy Bremner, I then can't finish the sentence.
24 seconds, Arthur, a sensation starting now.
During the performance that Paul was talking about, Nicholas Parsons was wearing both a codpiece and a banana. The one that...
A Clement Freud challenge.
I thought hesitation.
No, he didn't hesitate. I thought we were going to have him for repetition of the codpiece and the banana, which he has said before.
Oh, but that was in an earlier bit.
No, it wasn't. This was in this particular show you took.
In this round.
This round.
That was yesterday, wasn't it? Surely. Oh, the rules are so arcane, I can't understand.
So, you have another point, because I disagree with the challenge, Arthur. You have 17 seconds, a sensation starting now. Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of codpiece and banana.
Oh, you are a clever... Paul has 16 seconds. The subject's a sensation. Paul, you start now.
I was sitting in the front row and I could see that the banana hadn't been peeled properly, which some people just thought was disgusting. They said, we haven't paid good money to come and see this. Then they realised that they had indeed done that very thing. So they sat back and watched Arthur's wonderful performance that night.
Arthur Smith challenged.
Well, it was Nicholas's wonderful performance we were talking about.
That was not yours, though.
No, you talked at the beginning.
No, but that was in a previous...
Oh, dear me. I don't know where we are now. So, Peter Jones, a challenge.
What's the next subject?
Give Peter another bonus. We've got 2 seconds left on this one. A sensation, Paul, starting now.
I was lying on my back in the flotation tank when I...
Oh, sir, so at the end of that round, Paul Merton's taken the lead. Peter, it's your turn to begin, and the next subject is an oddball. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
I suppose an oddball is better than no balls at all. And if you're... in that unhappy position of having...
There was a laugh. I understand that Peter paused there for...
Yeah. And then he paused.
And then he paused a bit more.
Yes, so. He had reason to pause after what he'd said, too.
I didn't realise this was such a smutty affair, this
time. An oddball, Arthur. 51 seconds, starting now.
A square ball would definitely be odd, as would a triangular one. In fact, any number of shapes and sizes of balls which are not round would constitute...
Number four, Charnham.
Three woods.
Yes, wood. Once you can play the game well, there's no quarter given.
I accept that. I worship at Clement's feet.
Right. And Clement's got him with 40 seconds to go on an odd ball starting now.
Steve Interesting Davies is a snooker player who is particularly adept at odd balls. Not just the white, black, pink, brown, green, yellow, but even balls that he finds on other people's tables all around the country. Himself...
Peter, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, indeed. 20 seconds. An oddball, Peter, starting now.
It usually means a loner or somebody who doesn't quite fit in, like a square peg in a round hole. Though why they should say that, I don't know, really. In fact, it's getting a bit boring already.
Former judge.
Hesitation.
Well, yes, you may well have done. 6 seconds, Paul, for you to tell us something about an odd ball starting now.
I was playing snooker once, and I remember the blue was just over the corner pocket. So
Arthur Smith-Chunge.
Deviation, there isn't a blue ball in snooker, is there?
Yes, there is. It's in the middle. 5 points for
you. Oh, my God, what a terrible... It's not on my snooker table. I'm going to bloody send that back.
So, Paul's got a point for an incorrect challenge, and 2 seconds left on an odd ball starting now.
Eccentric people are often referred...
So, Paul Merton was only speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. He's now taken the lead. And, Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, takeaways. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game starting now?
I was in a restaurant in Dayton, Ohio, eating a rather smart hamburger with cheese sauce, when the man at the next table lit a pipe, and I summoned the head waiter and said, "Do you do takeaways?" And he said, "Yes." I requested him to take away the man, and was told that that wasn't the sort of takeaways they do. There is, in Covent Garden, a restaurant called Takeaways, which I've always meant to go to, because I think it's such a cunning name. It's not spelt as you would expect, but T-A-K-E, and then the second letter of the alphabet followed by the previous one, which I can't repeat again. And it's awfully good. I do recommend that everyone goes nowhere else. Russell Square.
Paul Merton Challenge.
What's the deviation? If everyone goes nowhere else, it'll be just jammed full of 60 billion people. I mean...
So what is your
deviation? You can't suggest that everywhere...
Well, actually, in just a minute, you can suggest anything you like. I mean, it may be a bizarre, surreal thought. It doesn't really matter.
But he hasn't even been there. He admitted that at the beginning.
What kind of recommendation is this?
It's not good enough for him, but we've all got to go there.
So, Clement, you weren't deviating within the rules of the game. So, you have 13 seconds to continue on. Takeaways starting now.
We recently had an infestation of Indian meal moths, and the man from the exterminator who arrived said, "Have you taken anything away of a nature that might have brought these pests here?" And I said, "A chicken biryani."
So Clement Freud started with the subject, and in spite of one interruption, was still with the subject when the whistle went at the end. And as I know, we have lots of listeners around the world, and they try to model their English on our throat. He did say, and then the second letter of the alphabet. Well, in the English alphabet, the second letter is E, it's not A. And that's what he was referring to.
He said, deviation.
What?
You're talking rubbish, sure.
I'm not.
There's no deviation there, he always talks rubbish.
So,
it's B, isn't it? The second letter is B.
That's right, yes.
Oh, and I got it wrong.
Never mind, Clement. You made a tremendous effort going to Dayton. I mean, anybody who's prepared to go to Dayton, Ohio for a hamburger has my fullest support.
The second vowel is E. The second letter
vowel.
Is B.
Oh, yes, E. Vowel.
Yes. I've gone off you now, actually, Nicholas. No, I liked you at the beginning. I don't like you now. I agree with all the others. You're a bit of a Wally.
Paul, it's your turn to begin. The subject is my worst memory. And you have 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
There I was, midnight, standing on the fourth bridge, totally soaked, no clothes, a Scrabble board in my hand, a tennis racket in the other, and I realised I'd had too much to drink. It was an awful experience, as the rain sheeted down from a black thunder sky.
Clement Freud, challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
It's shat.
So... He was drunk at the time, so he was probably full of that anyway. So, Paul, I disagree with the challenge. You have 42 seconds to continue on this memory of yours, starting now.
I believe in reincarnation, and this is undoubtedly the worst memory I've ever had. In 1647, when I was owing out with Mary, Queen of Scots...
Arthur Smith challenge.
He said he was owing out with her.
Yeah. Well, that is deviation from the English language.
Well, I don't know. He may have a defence.
Well, I don't like the letter G.
Because that's the third in the alphabet,
that is the third
in the alphabet. I'd like to withdraw my challenge.
Mocking doesn't become you, Arthur, really. You've got a correct challenge, though. I showed you how fair and generous I am, and you have 33 seconds on my worst memory, starting now.
I cannot remember my worst memory. Therefore, I'm unable to talk about this subject properly, and yet I will summon up some poor memories that I have had in my time. I remember once when I was going out with a woman, and she turned up one day wearing the most remarkable outfit you can imagine.
And the thought of you brought you to a sudden...
Yeah, I suddenly remembered her, actually.
And poor Merton got in first.
Oh, she was so sweet.
So, 13 seconds, my worst memory, Paul, starting now.
I turned up at Arthur Smith's place wearing this most extraordinary thing, and he never knew it was me, and I had this long blonde hair and these dark glasses, and we spent several nights of passion together. But I realised at the end that it was not for me, and...
So Paul Merton was then speaking as the whistle went, gained the extra point. For doing so, he's increased his lead. Arthur, it's your turn to begin. The subject is my goodness. Will you talk us about that subject starting now?
My goodness is better than your badness is indisputably an aphorism that has no meaning whatsoever. My goodness is a kind of epithet, a swear word, if you like, for people who are afraid to curse. Unlike...
Clement Freud, you challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, 44 seconds. My goodness, starting now.
My goodness is famed legion throughout this country. Cornwall, Devon, Wiltshire and Dorset are counties about which they speak nothing but well of me. Suffolk, Norfolk, Lincolnshire, Cambridgeshire, Yorkshire, Lancashire, Cumbria, Westmorland. Go where you will, north, south.
Arthur Smith, challenge.
I know someone in Cumbria who hates Cumbria.
I'll give you a bonus point, Arthur, because we love the challenge, and Clement gets one for being interrupted, keeps the subject. 24 seconds, my goodness, starting now.
There are parts of Derbyshire, and not in the whole of Nottingham, do they speak entirely kindly of me, but I would like to make an exception of those and concentrate on Scotland, especially Kirkcudbrightshire. Near Dundee.
Paul Merton challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. Trying to ride the laugh that failed, and...
Well, don't rub it in, will you?
8 seconds on my goodness, Paul, starting now.
I suppose the thing about me that people really love is the fact that I'm so open-hearted and generous with everybody that I meet.
I hope you'll display some of that towards me in future, Paul, when you're talking about my clothes. Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin. The subject is what I would like to give up. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game starting now?
I think I've given up practically everything I wanted to give up and quite a few things I didn't want to give up. But if I had to give something up, I think it would be smoking cigarettes. I haven't smoked any for many of them, about 30 years. But I could take it up again, I suppose, and then give it up. Because it does give one a tremendous lift. It makes you feel tremendously better when you've stopped that filthy habit. And I suppose there are other things that I could think of that I could take up. I could become an alcoholic, I suppose, and join AA. That'd be quite a nice thing to do. They're all a very friendly crowd at those meetings. I have been as a guest once or twice. What's the matter?
Carry on. Paul Merton Challenge.
Repetition of A.
Yes, he said A. Yeah. The first letter of the alphabet, by the way. Paul, you've got in with 14 seconds on what I would like to give up starting now.
I would like to give up challenging Peter Jones, because obviously it's not very good for my health.
Clement Foy challenged. Yes, 9 seconds for you, Clement, on what I would like to give up starting now.
I would like to give up eating fatty things like donuts, chicken, which has skin that crackles, pork...
Well, at the end of that round, the situation is still the same with Paul Merton, Justin, the lead ahead of Clement Freud. And, Paul, it is your turn to begin. The subject, hope. What a lovely subject to finish on. Will you talk on hope, starting now?
It's very difficult to live without hope. I'm always being optimistic, I suppose.
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed, yes. 56 seconds. Hope. Arthur, starting now.
According to Dante, written above the gates of hell is "Abandon hope, all ye who enter here," although in Italian, obviously, since he was writing in that language.
Paul Burton challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. 44 seconds. Hope, Paul, starting now.
I had a pet tortoise and I always hoped that one day it would learn to fly, but it never did. I put pieces of lettuce for it up on the roof and say, go get it, and it would just look up at them in a rather forlorn way as if to say, well, I can't really do much about that because I've got this shell and no wings. But it's no problem, I think, in life in encouraging your pets to do things they wouldn't normally think of. My dog...
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of think.
Yes, they were thinking too much.
No.
Yes. 23 seconds, Clement. Hope, starting now.
The difference between a communicant and someone fawning down on the bathroom floor is the former goes up with a soul full of hope, whereas the latter comes down with a hole full of soap.
Arthur, you challenged.
Well, it's just such an old joke. Yes. I don't know if I'm allowed to challenge on that front, but...
No, but I think we give you a bonus because we like the challenge. But Clement was interrupted, he gets a point, and he has 10 seconds to continue on hope, starting now.
There are a number of other old jokes about hope, the best one of which concerns Bob of that name, the eponymous comedian who lives in Palm...
We've reached the end of the show. Peter Jones, who has played the game a few times before, he contributes a lot but doesn't get many points. Arthur Smith, who's never played the game before, contributed a great deal and has gained quite a few points. Paul Merton, who's now played the game a lot, has gained a lot of points, but he's 1 point behind Clement Freud, so we say he is the winner this week. It only remains for me to... say thank you to our four talented players of the game, also to Miriam Jones for keeping score and blowing her whistle so magnificently, to Ian Messiter, who created the game, and of course to Sarah Smith, who has produced the show. And for me, Nicholas Parsons, and everyone else concerned with it, goodbye until the next time we take to the air and play Just a Minute. Thank you.